The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies,
if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life.
If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's the way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. The things that we ought to not define. That's a better life. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, the chain breaker. You believe it, you receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. Oh, if you believe it, you receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. Oh yeah. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. Oh, if you need freedom, saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got pain, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom, if you need freedom, or saving, he's a prison shaking. If you got faith, he's a chain breaker. Oh, oh, chain breaker.
Come on, lift your Bible with me. Everybody lift it up high. Let's sing our song.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God. Without measure,
everybody sing it.
We will travel together. My Bible and I.
One more time.
I have a wonderful treasure. The gift of God without measure. We will travel together.
For the very last time.
wonderful treasure, the gift of God with a treasure. We will travel together.
Father, thank you for the journey of life. How can we walk on this journey and travel this road without your word? That is why we submit ourselves to you this morning. I pray that you speak to every heart. Give us direction. Give us hope. Give us instruction. Show us the way we ought to go. Let your word rule and reign in every heart. Let the word transform our lives. Turn hopeless situations into hopeful lives. Turn discouraged lives into lives of encouragement. I pray and I'm asking in the name of Jesus, minister to all of us through the engrafted word and rule and reign in our lives. We submit ourselves to you. And on these lips of clay, and may they speak in oracles to your people. In Jesus' name, and everybody shouted, amen. Tell your neighbor, you are standing by a very nice person. In case you don't know who I am, introduce yourself to him. Tell him how important you are in life. No, introduce yourself to him. Tell him, I want to surprise you this morning. I want to give you 100 Ghana cedis to show that I'm a very prosperous person. What a shock. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Beautiful ministration all through the service. And we are grateful to God for today. Somebody shout amen. It's a blessing to gather here this Sunday morning and to receive the grace of God for our lives. It's communion service, so I'm going to be preaching very shortly, and then a short message, and then together we shall eat the bread and drink the wine. Remember, the bread is the body and the wine is the blood. The body will give you strength. His body was broken so that your body will not be broken. His blood was shed so that you can have life. Somebody shout aloud, amen. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Mark. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in the book of Mark, it has a lot of things happening. But the thing I need for you to focus on is when Jesus met a blind man, the man who could not see so clearly. And the Bible says, when he saw the man, have you found it? Mark chapter 8. All right. This after the feeding of the 5,000. So much is taking place here. Right. Okay. Good. Beautiful. Beautiful. Verse 22. Bible says, and he came to Bethsaida, and they brought him a blind man, and they besought him to touch him. You must believe in touch. Can I have an amen? There are various types of touches. Let me stay with the word of God. Let me stay with the word of God. Some of you are thinking already, other thoughts are occurring to you. Yeah. There's some lady who touch them like, hey, something's happening. Electricity. I'm talking about a biblical touch. Say amen. Bible says that many times the little children were brought by their mothers that Jesus would touch them. Believe in the Holy Ghost touch. Uncle Steve, amen. There's a touch that makes a difference. Amen. Are you with me or going home? Yeah. Okay, I need to stay with the word. I'm tempted to, these guys are tempting me. But I refuse to be tempted in the name of Jesus. All right. The Bible says that they came and begged him, besought me, they begged him. They pleaded with him because they knew the power of touch. Amen. And verse number 23, and he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, very unorthodox way of healing, and he put his hands upon him, and he asked him if he saw aught, if he saw anything. Amen. Now, in the next verse, and he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. What a shock. Are you here? The next verse. And after that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he saw, and he was restored. May you receive restoration this morning. Come on, say, I receive it. The louder your shout, the quicker your breakthrough. Hallelujah. And he saw every man clearly. Amen. This is the word of God. I said, this is the word of God. Amen. There's so many facets or emphasis that we can place on this particular passage. But I just want you to see the summary of the whole story. How this man had been, I don't know how long he's been blind, but he had been brought to Jesus. Bless God for people who bring you to church. Amen. Some of you need to give offering for somebody who invited you to church. Your life has changed since you came to church. Am I right? May you be someone who brings others also to church. Bring them to Jesus. Because the people knew that it is Jesus who has the power. If you came to church this morning, may you have an encounter with Jesus. I didn't hear you shout amen. If you are sitting here this morning, may the power of God touch you wherever you are. May you walk out of this place changed, transformed, empowered. Say, I receive it. Are you here today? Am I talking to anybody here? To your neighbor, the man is talking to you directly. Tell him, this morning, the power of God is going to touch you. Say, this morning, you will never live the same. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? The Bible says that the man was brought, and they begged Jesus, touch him. And Jesus took him aside, spat on his eyes, various things and so on. And then he touched him, laid hands on him, and the man began to see. But he said, I don't see clearly. I can see, but not so clearly. And the Bible says that, and he prayed for him again. Don't get tired of being prayed for. You should have said amen. He prayed for this man again, and he was totally restored. Totally restored. There's something called total restoration. Wow, apostles are looking fantastic. Are you here? Total restoration. I see total restoration coming to you. Any area you have lost, any area it looks like you are being defeated, this one, may God bring total restoration into your life. Your finances, your health, your ministry, your spiritual life. May you receive total restoration in Jesus' name. What is working, but it's not working. It's just like it's working, but I can't see it working well. Sometimes it's working. Other times, I don't know whether it's really working. Sometimes it's like I'm well. Other times, I feel so sick and like I'm going to die. Today, may the touch of God bring total restoration to you in Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. You will live and not die. I say, you will live and not die. You will live and not die. God will restore your life. Anything the enemy has stolen from you, may God restore it into your life. Is it your business? Is it your finance? Is it your health? Is it your child? Is it your marriage? May God restore what the enemy has stolen from you. Say, I receive restoration. Come on, shout it one more time. One more time. As you have shouted, may heaven restore it to you. May God send angels into your life. May God send supernatural help into your life. Receive divine visitation for your life and restoration. In Jesus' name. Come on, shout amen again. Are you here? The Bible says, and the man was fully restored. And saw every man clearly. Saw every man clearly. You see, some people say that God is a God of a second chance. I don't know about that. Some say God is a God of seven chances. I still don't know about that. I know that as long as we have life, God will give you another chance. Whether second, five, 20 times, as long as you have life, may God give you another chance and another opportunity. Your opportunities are not finished. Your options are not finished. Say, my options are not finished. Listen, I don't know what job you lost, but there's a better job that God has for you. I know which beloved walked out of your life, but a better beloved coming your way. Your options are not finished. You shall shout at the loudest, amen. Do you believe what I'm saying? You may run out of options, but God has many options for you. Look into the Bible and see. God does not run out of options. And as long as a child of God, you have not run out of options. A new door is opening for somebody standing here. As a new door is opening, somebody standing here. Have you ever lost an opportunity before? Have you lost a privilege? Sometimes a door opened, and before you entered, the door was shut. Have you gone for an interview, and you were 35, and they chose 9 of you for the second round? And that when they caught 4 of you, and after they chose 2, and you didn't get it, and told yourself, my options are finished. Have you seen all your colleagues marry? Have you seen a girl that you like very much, and you discover the girl has a beloved, and say, oh, I wish I met her earlier, but I want to tell you, your options are not finished. Shout amen, somebody. Are you still in church? One day a lady came to church and saw one of our pastors and said, wow, what a nice pastor. Is he married? And the lady pastor said, oh, he's married. He said, oh, but today your options are not finished. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. There's still opportunity for you to do well. You will do well by the grace of God. Am I preaching to anybody here today? You are the reason for this message. As it's a short, message, but I came to speak to somebody here. The word may say you are run out of options, but that is a lie. I said it's a lie. Amen. Are you still here? God will give you grace. God will give you fresh strength. God will give you fresh power. God will open another door for your life. Somebody went to school and didn't do well in school. You wanted to do science and you couldn't do science. By your options, you are not run out of options. There's another door God is opening for your life. Oh, you should have shouted hallelujah. Oh, somebody, you're about to go to school. I know a friend of mine. You were just about to go to school and then his father died. Just about to go to university, his father died. And he told himself, maybe that's the end of my life. Because my father who was taking care of me, mother doesn't have a job all these years. But as I'm talking, this guy has finished university. He has a good job and he's so blessed. God has another door. God has another door. Am I preaching to anybody here this morning? God has many chances and many opportunities for you. Amen. Listen to what the man said. The man said, I can't see clearly. Jesus did not chastise the man. He was not angry that the man complained that things you are not seeing clearly. And it didn't also mean that Jesus' power was limited. Because how can Jesus lay hands on you and you don't see clearly? He already knew what was going to happen. Am I talking to anybody here? Jesus' power is not limited. So when the man said, I can't see clearly, it was a lesson for you and I. Amen. It was a lesson that Jesus was giving that we, you and I, must glean from. The man said, I can't see clearly. And the man was honest. The man was sincere. He wanted to see badly. But his vision had been blurred. He at first couldn't see at all. He could not see at all. And now he can see, but not so clearly. May you be honest before God. Say amen. And Jesus touched this man again, and now the man could see very clearly. Don't go home with a second class blessing. May you receive first class blessing in Jesus' name. I say receive it in Jesus' name. Are you here or go home? Be honest with God. Say, God, I thank you for this job, but I'm looking for a better job. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. Lord, I thank you for, but Lord, I'm trusting for a higher paid job. Believe God for the best. I see the best coming to you. I see that in this month of February, may you enjoy the best of God. The best of health. The best of financial breakthrough. The best of spiritual breakthrough. May you receive the best of God in your life. I'm preaching. Tell your neighbor, get ready for the best. Shake the shoulder and shake him and tell him, get ready for the best. I mean, shake him until he falls down. Hey, Eric, shake your wife. Tell her, get ready for the best. I see the best of God. I see the best of God. I see the best of God. I see the best of God coming your way. Can I tell you something? Maybe what you didn't get was the second one. Was not good enough. That guy who didn't marry you was not good enough for you. I just said something. I get that somebody's name. I said, that guy who didn't marry you, you're too good for the guy. He did the second option. But the best of God is about to come in your life. Don't cry about the second one. Yeah. Are you there? Remember the girl who bounced you? And you cried. But that was the second option. I see the best of God coming your way. As I see the best of God coming your way. Yeah. I'm telling you. Sometimes something doesn't work. It doesn't mean that that is the end of your life. That's all I'm saying this morning. We can share the grace and go home. Something didn't work. A relationship didn't work. A job didn't work. But it doesn't mean that's the end of your life. I came to submit to somebody here that the God we serve has the best in store for you. Say, I am ready for my best. Come on, say like your voice is yours. I'm ready for my best. I see the best job coming. I see the best promotion. I see the best car. I see the best favors coming your way. Say, I receive it. Hallelujah. I'm booming the preaching. As I'm booming the message, ask your neighbor, are you ready for the best of God? Ask him, are you ready for the best of God? Oh no, shake him and ask him, are you ready for the best of God? Juliet, are you ready for the best of God? Are you ready for the best of God? Then get ready this month of February. The best of God is coming your way. The best of God is coming your way. Say, I receive it. Yeah. Malondi kabato falita kabata. Shibandi ramoka falita kanene. Subrandita rondi karamba suke. This year, 2019, may your faith rise. May your faith rise. May your faith rise. May your faith rise. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Somebody came to church this morning. You came with your head down, thinking that things are not going to work. But the devil is a liar. I came to tell you, God is preparing something new for you. For eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered the heart of men. The thing that God prepares for those who love him. Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Then get ready for the best of God for your life. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. The best is coming. Can you tell seven people, the best is coming, the best is coming. The best. Move, tell seven, the best. Give them high five and tell them, the best is coming. The best, the best. The best husband, the best wife, the best baby. The baby you lost is not the end of your life. The best one. The best one. Ah, Kato Shabata. Give them high five and tell them, the best. The best. Somebody is not giving somebody high five, but if you believe it, you will do it with all your heart. The best health, the best breakthrough, the best answers, the best beloved, the best job, the best promotion. Get ready for the best of God. Ooh. Are you here? I said, are you here? Am I preaching to anybody here? Listen. One day, Elijah was up on the mountain with the prophet of Baal, and he prophesied to them. He said that God is going to do mighty things, and the guys contended against him. And the false prophets of Baal, they were all killed. And Elijah told the king that there had been drought, no rain for 3.5 years. But God told me the rain is about to fall. Am I talking to anybody here? This was the word of Elijah. Said the rain of God is about. Now you see, the skies were bright. The sun was up. There was no sign of rain. But the prophet said, it's about to rain. He told the king, go home. Because the rain is about to come. You cannot handle it. I see more than you can carry blessing coming your way in Jesus' name. Now the Bible says that Elijah now began to pray. And he told his servant, go out there and see whether the cloud had gathered. And when he went out there, the servant came and said, there's no cloud. The sky is bright. And Elijah said, go again. And the man went again. And when he came back with the same story, that the skies are bright, there's no sign of rain. As you're sitting here, there's no sign that you ever drive a car. You don't know how it's going to happen. But I can prophesy to somebody here, your rain is about to fall. I said, your rain is about to fall. I said, your rain is about to fall. Say, I receive it. I'm telling you, there's no sign. If God was the God of second chance, after the guy came the second time, Elijah would have given up. But he said, go again. Tell your neighbor, trust one more time. Trust one more time. Trust one more time. Somebody standing here today, you are disappointed by somebody, so you don't trust anybody again. It's time to trust again, because the best of God is coming your way. What a word. Have you been disappointed before? Has anybody disappointed you before? Has anybody let you down before? Is there anybody here who have said before that, I will never trust anybody before? Has anybody said that before? Today we cancel that statement. We cancel that statement. Your rain is about to fall today. Amen. I said amen. Are you here? The man went the third time. He said, still, no sign. No sign. The guy went the next time. 4 times. 5 times. I'm sure Elijah could have been discussed. So 5 times is enough. It's enough. But Elijah said, go one more time. And the guy went the 6th time. He went again. And there's still no rain. I'm sure the servant was getting tired. So I've been going up and down. I've been believing God for a long time. I've not seen anything yet. But Elijah said, go one more time. Tell your neighbor, trust one more time. Say, believe in God one more time. Tell him, pray one more time. Am I talking to you here? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And the Bible says, and the guy went the 7th time. And when he went the 7th time, Bible says, he came back and he saw, look at the scripture. And he came the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. That's the only thing he could see. I'm preaching so well, I tell you. Mr. Consa, can you hear what I'm saying? The man came and said that all I'm seeing is a little cloud like a fist of a man. That's the only thing I can see. Somebody here, your salary is small, but God is about to increase and multiply. Open new door, financial door. Somebody who believes it, say, I receive it. Hiya. Amen. Bible says, he told him, I see, behold, ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up again. Go up and say to Ahab, prepare thy chariots and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. You see, what Elijah was telling the prophet, he was telling the king, is that what you see as a little fist is loaded with blessing. I see the blessing of God breaking on your head. I see favors breaking on your head. I see goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life. That little thing you see there, it is called heavy rain. I said heavy rain. Sit down, let me continue preaching to you shortly. What a word I'm preaching. What a word I'm preaching. How many of you are here today? The man's, that little fist is loaded. 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 You see, you don't need, if I look at, can I see your handbag? Yeah? What's your handbag? Different sizes. With rubber bag and everything. Yeah. This is a nice handbag. Hey, they're heavy. Wow. Very heavy. I want somebody with a small handbag. Very, oh, no, it's big. Small one. I like yours, my sister. You see these handbags? Hey, how do you carry these things? Okay, come and help me, Reverend Louise. Stop, they're heavy, pal. You think I'm joking? You see this handbag compared to this one? You think that there's more money in a big one than a small one, but that is not necessarily the case. Somebody didn't get a message. You see, this one is small, it's bigger than this, but there may be more money in the small one than the big one. You see, this is also a big, nice handbag, but it doesn't mean there's more money in it than this. The size of your handbag doesn't determine the amount of money that is in it. Somebody is hearing what I'm saying now. You are getting a revelation right now. You are getting a revelation right now. Maybe the only coins, and that's why it's so heavy. Maybe it's only coins. Maybe this one has only one Ghana, one Ghana, one Ghana. This one is nice anyway. But I'm sure it maybe have two Ghana plenty. This one may carry pounds, sterling, and dollars. Somebody give the Lord a shout. A little cloud was supposed to bring abundance of rain. I see God opening doors for somebody's life. I said doors for somebody's life. Don't let anybody tell you that there's no more chance and no more opportunity for you. So now let me wrap up the preaching. We are going to have communion. I said, we're going to have communion. Are you here today? But I came to speak to somebody here. That little cloud is loaded with blessing. I see blessing falling upon your head. I see grace falling upon your head. I see mercies falling upon your head. Say, I receive it. Yeah. You may have lost opportunities, but God is about to give you a new one. I said, God is about to give you a new one. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Sometimes what you have, the enemy will tell you that it's not working. Remember, the Bible talks about a lady called Elizabeth. She was old. And one day, she discovered that she had missed her period. And she told her husband, I'm pregnant. They were excited. They went to do a scan. They did pregnancy tests. And it was true. And the womb was becoming, the stomach was becoming big as the days went by. But then something happened that got Elizabeth disturbed. For some weeks, the baby was not kicking. Now, if you're a woman and you're pregnant, at a certain stage, the baby must kick. Ladies, am I not speaking the truth? The baby must move. But this time, The baby was still. It's just like, is he dead? I can see Elizabeth telling her husband Zacharias, put your hand on the stomach. The baby is not moving again. What has happened? Have I lost the baby? My blessed lady been waiting for all this time. How come the baby is not kicking? And her husband will say, don't worry, it's going to be okay. I'm sure Elizabeth is having sleepless nights. Sleepless nights. Because it's like a miracle that she believed God for was slipping out of her hands. Until there was a knock on her door. I say, until there was a knock on her door. She was in a bedroom one day when there was a knock on her door. And she said, who is there? And the voice, Mary, said, Mama Lizzie, this is Mary. And the Bible says, that baby in the womb began to kick. I see your blessing kicking. May the voice of God make your blessing kick. Your blessing will come alive. Your blessing will come alive. Say, I receive it. This morning, I came as a Mary to speak the voice of God to your life, to your marriage, to your business, to your finances. May it receive strength and life now. Say, I receive it. Come on, say, I receive it. Your baby will not die. Your baby will not die. Your miracle will not die. Am I talking to anybody here? Last night, I had a dream. I saw somebody holding this cable you call jumpstart cable. Koye, do you have a jumpstart cable here? I called Brother Koye this morning when I got to the office. I said, bring me your jumpstart cable. Now look at it. This is called, you can sit down, jumpstart cable. Now this thing, when you start your car, maybe you forget to turn on the off the engine and then it's running. Or you forget to turn off completely. So the battery is running as you are busy in the office. When you come and sit in your car and you turn it on, twitch, twitch, and then it's not coming on. Twitch, twitch, it's not coming on. I said, wow, my car is not working. The other day, my wife called me. She said, I'm leaving the car in on the street. It's not working. I said, no, it's only the battery. Did you hear what I said? On this car park, I was parking my car the other day. It was not sparking. And Brother Koye said, I have jumpstart cable in my car. So he brought his car close to mine and used this thing to hold his battery and used this other one to hold my car battery and sparked it before I realized, boom, 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 my car is moving. I want to tell somebody something. What the enemy said is not working. It's only the battery. Don't abandon your car because it's not starting. Today I came with a jumpstart cable to restart your ministry, restart your business, restart your ignite your marriage. I see your marriage coming alive again. As I see your marriage coming up again, when I saw this thing in the dream, I said, God, what does it mean? And God said, many people are saying their lives are not working, but I have a jumpstart cable to reignite their ministry, to reignite their lives, to restart you. I see God turning you on. I see God turning you on. What is not working is only the battery. I said, it's not the whole car. Therefore, it's not the whole car. It is just the battery. The devil tells you, it's finished. Tony, come. How many times was your wife pregnant and lost a baby?
7 times, Bishop.
His wife was pregnant 7 times and lost the baby 7 times. But today, the wife is holding the baby in his hand. I see your miracle coming in the name of Jesus. As I see your miracle coming, the devil does not have the final say. The devil has not the final say. So, Roland, how long were you married? That believed God for a baby and it wasn't coming.
10 years.
Pardon?
10 years.
For 10 years, he was believing God. That one day he called me and said, Bishop, My wife is pregnant. I see your miracle coming in the name of Jesus. I see it coming. You see, how did it happen? How did it happen? He told me. He said, Bishop, my wife and I, we used to play a message that presiding bishop preached, the prayer. We used to play it in the night when we are active in bed. You didn't hear what I said. He said that when we are busy in the night, they will put a message on. As I'm doing my part, the power of God is all doing. I see the power of God working in your life. Give the Lord a shout. Are you there? So, as he's doing his best, the word of God is also doing his best. Do you understand? And one day, somebody say one day, push him and say, your one day is coming. Your one day. Louise, your one day is coming. Your one day is coming. One of these days, you're going to receive a phone call. You're going to have an email. One of these days. Give the Lord a shout. How many of you are hearing me today? Today, I hold in my hands a jumpstart cable. My wife told me I'm leaving. I said, don't leave the car. It's only the battery. Something, let's say quarrel. You say, I'm leaving my marriage. Don't leave the marriage. It's only the battery. It's not as bad as you think. It's not as terrible as you think. So I'm leaving the job. Don't leave the job. It's only the battery. But God sent me. God said, go and tell my people. I'm coming with a jumpstart cable. Anything that is dead by the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Word is coming alive. I see your life coming alive. I see your health coming alive. I see your business coming alive. I see your bus center coming alive. I see your center coming alive. Say, I receive it. Are you here today? I came with the word of God for somebody here. Today is a day of miracle. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. Thank you very much, pastors. Thank you. Lift your hands, everybody. Lift your two hands up high. For 2 minutes, I want you to pray. As you get ready for the communion, I want you to lift your hands up and pray. Lift your two hands up high. Say, Lord, anything that the devil says is finished, I'm trusting for another touch. Another touch. May it come alive. Speak to God right now. Speak to him. Speak to him this morning. Talk to him from the bottom of your heart. Open your mouth and speak to God. And tell God, I believe your word. Say, God, let my life, let that thing that is dead, that thing that the enemy says is not going to work. I see men as trees, but I'm going to see men clearly. By another touch. Lift your hands and speak. Everyone, from the back to the front, from all the sides, lift your hands to God. Lift your hands to God. Rakoba katoshede. Panika la prosete, mahala katula gababe, zito mahali sopani, brandika pole maswaka, zetele manuwa muakape, zima amponi matola, zeketele manuse, rada kapayades, zukanda bahaswaka, menena nante, makali lose, mfika kwebi, meni yesu anante, mfika kwebi. Oyo yo kwa oni mi remoda sibieni na rembo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oyo yo kwa oni mi remoda sibieni na rembo.
Put your church on your head. Put your two hands on your head, and for 1 minute, I want you to pray. Say, Lord, jumpstart my life. Jumpstart my marriage. Jumpstart my life. Jumpstart the grace, the call of God on my life. kingdom starts.
Yes.
Let it come alive, Lord. Everybody, place your hands on your head and lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice 1 minute. 1 minute. Pray. Pray to God. Pray to God. Is it your health? Is it your finances? Is it your center of a center? What are you losing? The Spirit of God is here. The grace of God is here. The power of God is here. Rabakota Bashita. Subrande Frakuba Libata. Mahandi Tarandi Boshiki. Zabababa Bandaribo Hoshata. Lord, let it come alive. Let it come alive. Let it come alive. Another opportunity. Another chance. Another opportunity. Rakabato Kabaha. Balito Kapito Braniso Brahata. Malita. Malita. Ah, Liko Shiki Baha. Zubalita Randi Kabata. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Before we have communion, if you're here this morning and you feel far away from God, you need God in your life. You want to say, Bishop, I know I'm a sinner, but today I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to be born again. My life is ebbing away. Hope is gone out of my life. But today, I need Christ to be the center of my life. Wherever you are right now, as every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you're here this Sunday morning and you need Jesus in your life, lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. I see your hands. Lift it high above your head. I want to see your hand up high. Lift it up high. God bless you. Lift it up high. God bless you. I see your hand. Let it go higher than your head. Father, thank you for every hand. Somebody ought to lift their hand. Lift their hand up high. Don't look at anybody. Lift your hands because I need to pray for you now. Father, thank you for this hand that I lifted. Today, may you rule and reign in their lives. If your hand is lifted, can you come to me from where you are? Just come.
Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Come all the way.
He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing,
and live rejoicing
every day. Happy day,
happy day,
happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
He taught me how.
Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Close your eyes with me and let us pray together. The whole church, join us as we pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Lift your two hands in front here. Lift your two hands up high. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning.
I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
You are mine.
From today, I turn over my life to you.
I turn over my life to you.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I want to serve you.
I want to serve you.
I want to walk with you.
I want to walk with you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
From today, my life belongs to you.
My life belongs to you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for receiving me.
For receiving me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
for saving me.
For saving me.
From this moment.
From this moment.
I am born again.
I am born again.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for them. He taught me how
to watch and pray and live rejoice. day, happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Now, all of you in front here, bless God for your lives. Amen. Today, something new has begun. Do you believe it? God has started a river in your life. That river will never dry up as you keep serving God. I want to talk to you for a few minutes, take your details, and you'll come back. So if you look to my left, see our pastors waving their hand. I want you to go with them quickly, and then you'll come back for communion. Okay, this way.
He taught me how to watch and pray. And
communion.
Communion.
Can I have the pastors?
Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away.
Right, we are going to have communion together. If you don't mind, can you stand? If you are well, strong, stand to your feet, because we're going to have communion together. Today, may the bread kickstart your life. May the wine kickstart your life. As you eat this bread and drink this wine, strength is coming to you. What you have lost, God is going to restore it to you. Lands, houses, businesses that you have lost, heaven will restore it to you. As you eat this bread and drink this wine, in the name of... Can we move, Pastor, can you move towards there, to this side? Some more so that it'll be... Yeah, beautiful. All right. Father, we pray over the bread, we pray over the wine, that this Sunday morning, everyone that shall eat this bread and drink this wine, anything that the enemy has touched in their lives, we rebuke the devil, we rebuke the destroyer, we paralyze every activity of Satan against your lives. May your life come alive again in Jesus' name. Amen. Please take it around, take a piece of bread, glass of wine, hold it until we all eat it together as I give the instruction.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word, gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shout together to the Lord, who has promised our reward. Happiness 100-fold, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word, gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus gave a new command that we love our fellow man till we reach the promised land, where we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word, gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Have you all been saved? Who has not been saved yet? Can I see you wave if you have not been saved? Lift your body up. Lift the bread up with your right hand. Lift it up high. The body. This is the body of the Lord. Hallelujah. The body that was broken. Jesus says, as often as you eat this bread, you remember me. You remember me. Remember the price he paid. Remember that every argument against your life is settled. Every accusation against you is ended. Because the body was broken for you. May you receive healing, strength. May back pain leave you now. May asthma leave you now. May ulcers leave you now. May irregular heartbeats leave you now. In the name of Jesus, every defect in your body, as you eat this bread, receive healing now. In Jesus' name. Say, the body of the Lord. The body of the Lord. The body of the Lord. Shall we eat it together? Lift the cup up. Lift it up high. This is the cup of blessing. May this replace every curse. Any curse in your life is replaced by the blessing. Any roadblock to your blessing is removed by the drinking of the blood. Any hindrances to your progress is removed now because of the blood. May the blood silence every devil and every voice of the enemy against your life. Amen. It's nullified. It is nullified.
Amen.
It is nullified.
Amen.
You will not fail. Amen. Because the blood was shed for your blessing and for your progress. Say, the blood of Jesus.
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 Shall we drink it together? Thank you, Jesus. Now hold your neighbor's hand to your right or to your left. Squeeze that hand and say, Lord, I pray for my brother. I pray for my sister. May he live here with strength. May he live here with your power. May he live here with your grace. Let this month of February be a good month. Let it be a favorable month. Let this month of February be a good one. Let him experience it. Pray for him. Squeeze that hand and pray. Speak a prayer for those who are traveling. May God preserve you and take you safely. You will not die in a plane crash. You will not die in an accident. Ah, may God bless your bread. Pray to God. Tell God to bless his bread. God to bless his water. No food poisoning will attack your body, your liver, your intestines. Your lungs are functioning well. Your blood is functioning well. You have enough blood to last you in your lifetime. You have enough blood to last you for your lifetime. You have sufficient blood. Ha, rakabahatoshi. I rebuke high blood pressure, low blood, everything that is out of order. By the blood of Jesus, I normalize it. Pray for him. Pray for her. Thank you for healing. Thank you for the touch. Thank you for your power. You are the Lord that healeth me. Come on.
You are the Lord that healeth me.
Come on, lift your two hands up to the Lord.
You are the Lord, my healer, my healer. Your word, and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, you are the Lord, my healer. Oh, you are the Lord,
you are the Lord,
you are the Lord,
and he left me.
You are the Lord, my healer.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord, my
house of the Lord.